I don't think we've got time for the prayer, have we?
Is it almost 10?
Yes, sorry, you're talking to me.
Morning, Eugene, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I've just put it back.
Oh, that's okay.
I'll just have a look.
The streaming of this service is covered by a copyright license from CCL1, number 14636. Welcome to worship at North Bourwon Uniting Church on Sunday, the 11th of May, 2025, the fourth Sunday of Easter and Mother's Day. Call to worship this morning. The Lord God is our shepherd.
We shall never want.
God spreads a table before us.
We feast in the presence of those who trouble us.
God anoints our heads with oil.
Our cups overflow.
Surely God's goodness and loving kindness shall always be with us.
We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This land is God's land for which the Wurundjeri people have cared since time immemorial. We acknowledge their elders, past and present, and we commit ourselves to the covenant between the Uniting Church and the Uniting Aboriginal and Islander Christian Congress. Our first hymn today is a new hymn to a very familiar tune. It's God the All Holy by Brian Wren. Please be seated. Let us bring our prayers to God. Let us pray. Loving God, you are the good shepherd who laid down your life for us. You give us the refreshment of green pastures and still waters, and you walk with us down the paths that lead us to joyful life. even as we journey through the darkest valley, even in the deep shadow of death, you are with us, guiding and comforting us. We know that in life we are never alone, and that in death you will shelter us, guide us to the springs of the water of life, and wipe away every tear from our eyes. You offer us goodness and mercy. You invite us to your banqueting table. You honour us with the oil of rulers. How can our hearts not overflow in gratitude and love? Yet, loving God, we confess that there are times when we turn from you, when we deserve the rod of your correction more than the staff of your protection, when our hearts do not overflow in love, when we see our brothers and sisters in need and refuse them help, when we do not listen to your voice. Forgive us, Shepherd and Lamb. May we always follow you, and may no one snatch us from your hand. Amen. Our good Shepherd has given us eternal life and has assured us that we shall never perish. Hear his words. Your sins are forgiven.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
And now we listen for God's word.
A reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, 9 to 17. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders, and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshipped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honour and power and might be to our God for ever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the centre of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The words that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, within us. Thanks be to God.
So I'm going to read you a picture book, and it's called The Lost Sheep, and it's by Nick Butterworth and Mick Inkpen. Here is a farmer. He has 100 sheep. He is counting them. One of his sheep is missing. Oh dear, where has it gone? Is it in the hen house? No. Is it behind the haystack? No. Is it under the hedge? No, it is lost. All day the farmer looks for his sheep. He climbs up hills and scrambles over rocks. He crawls through bramble bushes. The thorns scratch him, but he will not give up. He is tired and hungry. His feet ache, but he will not give up. At last, the farmer sees his sheep. It's fallen into the river. The farmer dives into the water. Splosh! He rescues the sheep. Hooray! The farmer has found the sheep. Let's all have a party. Jesus says, God is like that farmer. He loves us just like the farmer loves the sheep. We're now going to sing today's psalm, Psalm 23, but together in song number 10, The Lord's My Shepherd.
Lord, Let us pray. Loving God, we come before you seeking your light. Just as you shined brightly during the Festival of Lights, shine now in our hearts and minds. Help us to see the light of Jesus in our everyday lives. When storms come and darkness seems strong, let your light guide us and bring us peace. Open our hearts to understand your word today. May we not miss the light of your presence, but follow where you lead. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sometimes, when storms come into my life, I look up at the darkening sky and say, God, please shine your light on my path. I follow a light that will take away the storm in my life. But I realize that deep inside, I am also hoping for that light to come in a way I expect. I imagine the light to be the solution I want, the way I think things should be fixed. In today's passage from the Gospel of John, Jesus was working in the temple court during the Festival of Dedication in the Portico of Solomon. This festival remembers the time when Judah Maccabee restored the temple that had been defied by the Syrian king Antiochus Epiphanes in 164 BC. This festival is also called the Festival of Lights because during those 8 days, each household lights a lamp with pure oil to remember the miracle of light. During this Festival of Lights, Jesus entered the temple. At the time, there were people in Judea who were looking for a chance to arrest him for blasphemy. As it says in verse 30, they could not accept that Jesus claimed to be equal with God. But Jesus still walked into the temple without fear, because he was showing that he is the true and restored temple. When the Jews met Jesus, they said to him, "Stop keeping us in suspense. If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." But Jesus had already told them many times who he is. Jesus replied, "I told you, but you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me." He also said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." The Jews were the people who wait for the Messiah more than anyone else. They worshiped God by offering sacrifices and keeping the festival that he commanded. They did not only follow the ritual and festivals, they also tried to live out the rules of God and follow a moral life every day. They believed that when the promised Messiah came, he would restore the nation of Israel and rule the world with justice and righteousness. Yes, they were truly waiting and longing for the Messiah. But when he came, they did not recognize the light from heaven. Jesus came in a way that they did not expect. Maybe they imagined that the Messiah would come with angels from heaven, or the skies would open up. I don't know exactly what they expected, but I know that Jesus came in a very different way from what they imagined. They were so focused on keeping their purity rituals and making sure the traditions and rules were followed. Anything that did not fit with their traditions was judged and rejected. The Pharisees and the scribes paid close attention to the details of the law and traditions. They were strict about following every rule, and they judged those who did not follow them. But in doing so, they often forgot about love, justice, and mercy. Jesus came to fill the empty places where love, mercy, and justice were missing. He healed the sick, ate with the sinners, and cared for those who were rejected by society. As Jesus became more known and more people began to follow him, the religious leaders started to see him as a threat. They thought Jesus was breaking their traditions and the rules. They felt that his teachings and miracles were challenging their authority and position. They were afraid because Jesus was winning the hearts of many people. Because of this, the religious leaders began to reject Jesus and plan to remove him. They say they were waiting for the Messiah, but in reality, they did not want to lose their own power and traditions. They expected a powerful king who would bring them rewards and establish their nation. But Jesus did not match their expectations. He was too different from what they wanted. Because of that, they could not accept the light from heaven. Do we see the light of Jesus in our daily lives? In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus is still with us today, guiding us through the Holy Spirit. Just as Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice." The Holy Spirit speaks to us, guiding us to experience God's presence and the peace that the world cannot give. But if we are not careful to listen and watch, we might miss the light of Jesus. The Son of God, Jesus, come to us in many ways, ways that sometimes go beyond our understanding, our logic, or our experiences. For example, to the human eye, Jesus dying on the cross did not seem like a solution. But through his sacrifice, all of humanity received salvation and the right to be called children of God. That is why when we pray, we can ask like this: "Lord, help me to understand what is happening. Help me to see your will and follow it." Sometimes God's power may seem weak, or it may feel too difficult for us. or even too powerful to handle. This also shows us that the way God works in our lives can feel different, depending on our own personality, character, and experiences. But remember, God shines His light in the darkest nights. There are countless ways He shines His light for us. All we need to do is look for it and follow it. The religious leaders could not understand Jesus' words because they did not take the time to truly listen to Him and learn from Him. I wonder how the story would have been different if the religious leaders had been willing to engage with Jesus with an open heart and mind. We know that every person is unique. Each person has their own personality that is shaped by their background, how they grew up, and their life experiences. To understand each other, to have relationship with each other, we need to respect this uniqueness. This means that not everyone thinks and acts the same way as we do. It is important for us to understand and accept this truth. No friendship is perfect, no marriage is perfect, and no person is perfect. People who are good at building relationships understand and accept these differences. Instead of forcing others to fit into our own standards, they take time to understand and learn about the other person. It is in the process of understanding that true relationships are formed. To build good relationships, we need willpower and determination. We should not judge others only by our experiences and logical thinking. Instead, we need to have kind curiosity, genuine generosity, and an open heart toward to others. When we approach people with that kind of heart, we can make peace treaties of love, grace, and understanding. This kind of heart can transform even the hardest situation into something beautiful. Jesus explained to his disciples the purpose of why he came to this world. Jesus came to build relationships with people. He came to restore the broken relationship between God and humanity. For that mission, he even gave his own life and approached people with compassion and kindness. Because of this, we are called children of God again. Look around you. Is there someone in your life with whom you have a broken relationship? Is there someone you need to go and show love? Do we have the desire to build and restore our relationships? Jesus is shining His light in our daily lives. I pray that we can discover that light and follow Jesus' love, that we can humbly lay down ourselves, close the gap in relationships, overcome the barriers, and bring peace and restoration. Amen.
Our next hymn is Together in Song number 588, In Heavenly Love Abiding. Please be seated. Let us bring our prayers to God for the world, the church, and those we know. Let us pray. On this day when we remember mothers, let us offer our prayers to our motherly God, to Jesus, Son of Mary, and to the Spirit who holds us always in a warm embrace. We praise you, O God, for your gift of motherly love, gentle and fierce, strong and humble, kind and true. We thank you for all the devoted mothers throughout the world who raise their children with love, care enough for them to correct them, and sacrifice themselves in ways to which their children are often blind. We rejoice with women for whom motherhood has been a blessing and a gift. We celebrate the foster mothers, stepmothers, and adopted mothers who care for children to whom they did not give birth. And we grieve with women who have wanted to become mothers, but for whom that has been impossible. We ask that you comfort and strengthen mothers whose children have died, knowing that for a parent to bury a child is one of the worst things that can happen in this world. Remembering that none of us are perfect, we ask for your help to understand mothers that have harmed their children, whether unintentionally or deliberately. If our mothers have harmed us, may we forgive them as we hope to be forgiven. And if we have failed our own mothers or children, give us the grace to forgive ourselves. We thank you for all those who offer a motherly love beyond their own families, for we see your light and your love in their faces. Help us to love all the children, young people, and vulnerable adults in our lives with the gentleness and commitment that are your gifts. We lift to you the heart of every mother who has watched her child die of hunger, every mother who has been a victim of abuse, every mother who protests a world that massacres her children, every mother in Sudan and Myanmar and Ukraine and Palestine. May the day come when no mother need mourn their child. Mothering God, we pray for the flourishing of our Mother Earth. Mothering God, we pray for the sincerity of our Mother Church. Mothering God, we pray for the thriving of every human being, knowing that we are all your beloved children, and that you wish to gather us under your wings as a mother hen gathers her brood. May we be your family on earth, as we shall be in heaven. Amen. And together we pray in the words that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Your offering for the work of this congregation and the wider church will now be received. Please stand. Let us pray. Great Shepherd of the sheep, we are your flock, and we bring to you gifts and offerings from our hearts and our lives. Shepherd us always and send us forth, that we might bring to other sheep the message of your love. Amen. And we are still in the season of Easter, so we're going to finish with an Easter hymn together in song 387, Christ is Alive, Let Christians Sing. Please be seated, because there's a couple of notices. The first is Happy Mother's Day to all who celebrate. I hope that you have a lovely Mother's Day and are suitably celebrated. We thank Emily for the very beautiful flowers, so that is her gift to us today. And Ted says to the men, of whom there are, what, one, two, three, four, five, six, very small numbers of men, but you get to go to the men's luncheon on the first Sunday in June, but please let Ted know that you're coming. So, Ted, front pew, let him know that you're coming. And I have to tell you an exciting story. This is what's happened to my car. You may see there's normally a front to the car where there's a, you know, number plate and, yeah. The front fell off my car. Heather got to see me having a meltdown in the Bunnings car park when this happened. It will not even make it to a repairer to be assessed until Monday week, because the insurer says you must go to this repairer and they are very busy. So I am currently on public transport. I am rediscovering this. My fun, exciting discovery on Friday was that some of the trains from Camberwell are express. And if you want to go to Canterbury, don't get on a train that's express to Box Hill. So that was my fun learning, which is just to say that my pastoral visiting for the next little while will be limited and to places I can get to by walking or by public transport. So, sorry about that. It is a little bit my fault, but mostly not my fault. So, please stand. Go now following the voice of the shepherd. Fear no evil, for God is by your side. And may God wipe every tear from your eye. May Christ Jesus be your shepherd and all that you need. And may the Holy Spirit tend you with goodness and love all the days of your lives. Amen.